of the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli, with a fellow who has been a favorite of mine. I'm not much...
We're not even 15 seconds into it, and you're already kissing up.
Well, but I'm not much for that, as you know. Kissing up to this guy will be fun, but also there's some reality here. Mr. Chris O'Donnell, who is currently seen in NCIS Los Angeles, one of the best of the action shows, not only now, but for a long time. I just was thinking, Chris, about you going to Boston University.
Boston College.
Oh, you went to BC.
I was an Eagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my co-hostess, Ms. Bachman, apparently encountered you one night when you had been partying.
A few times there, actually. Sure. We had a mutual friend.
I think there's probably pretty high likelihood that that's a true story. Between the years of 1989 to 1993 or 94, that's probably pretty high likelihood.
Yeah. Jamal Prince was a dear friend of mine, much like a brother.
Jamal was?
Yeah, so I know you through Jamal.
One of my roommates.
I know.
Career.
Yes,
fastest
he was.
Fastest man in Massachusetts.
And he's not anymore, though.
Is that right?
But he's wonderful teacher now, so...
Is he a teacher? Good for him.
He certainly is. He's a dean.
To Cambridge Ridge in Latin, I believe.
And he's a teacher and dean there currently.
He's a teacher and dean at Cambridge Ridge in Latin.
Yes, he is. Amazing things happen.
What a small world. Tell him I said hello.
It really is a small world. And people who put actors and actresses, or people who like what we do for a living, you know, sometimes people don't have a reality of the human side of us, because we all have our human side. It's just what we choose to do with our lives that sometimes separates us. I don't get from you that you are one who is a separatist. That is, you kind of live a life. I don't know much about you. There's no scandal about you. There's not, you know,
all the rag magazines out with, you know, you seem like you live a normal life, Chris. How do you do that?
Well, I think it's just the choices you make in life. I had a lot of my fun when I was in college, which is a pretty safe environment to go to that stage of your life, as opposed to the glare of running around the Sunset Strip and going through that process out here, because I think everyone goes through that stage. But it's just kind of the choices you make in life, and the path I chose was to get married and have a family. I always knew I wanted to have a big family. But, you know, it doesn't make me any better or anything. It's just the choices I made, everyone chooses their own path.
So choosing to do an episodic television show versus the movie career that you followed, Batman and Robin, probably a pretty good example when you made choices. I liked you. As a matter of fact, the role, whether you laugh or not about it, when you were in The Three Musketeers, I thought that was a wonderful foray you.
I had a lot more hair back then. I've been doing this a long time. More than half my life, and making films is an amazing experience. It's a little bit of a gypsy lifestyle, because you're picking up and living all over the world and setting up camp for months at a time, which is something I loved. But now I've got 5 young kids and the TV schedule really works better for my life. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll do more films in the future, because I plan on doing this for a long time, but I couldn't be happier than the schedule we keep right now, because it keeps me in Los Angeles.
So let me ask you this. You've got this awesome show, NCIS, and you and one of the coolest guys in Hollywood, LL Cool J.
We had Cool James on a while back.
And he's the coolest
He came
dude.
Across as very much like you. And the two of you, it would appear, get along extraordinarily well. Excuse me, Reggie, for jumping.
He's a great, great partner to work with. He's a super, upbeat guy and fun. And we come from... different backgrounds, but we have a lot of fun poking fun at each other. And
so did you rib him when his house got broken into a few weeks ago and he threw the...
You know, it's funny. We talked about that 3 weeks before it happened, because a house in my neighborhood had been burglarized, and we were talking about, if somebody broke into your house, what would you do? And I'm like, tell him what I would do. And I just started laughing. I said, well, I feel bad for the poor sucker that tries to break into your house. And, you know, sure enough, 3 weeks later, which was, you know, a scary thing. I mean, he's home in bed and somebody breaks into the house and he's protecting his family. But, boy, you wouldn't want to be the guy that broke into
the house. Dude's got guns, man.
He's ready.
Definitely throw you down.
Go for him.
He doesn't need any guns. He's got the gun show right there with his arms.
My God. Yeah, exactly.
He's a large individual.
Yeah. I was watching last night the two episodes that you did in Hawaii or with a Hawaii Five-O gang, and I didn't see them. I've been pretty good about watching the show through the season. I didn't remember seeing those during the season, and they have to be sort of replays.
Yeah, we did that towards the end of last season. It was kind of fun. I know the fans get a kick out of it, seeing some of these shows cross over, and the worlds of Hawaii Five-O and NCIS Los Angeles, it makes a lot of sense that they would have a crossover. For LL Cool J and myself, it was a lot of fun just to go over and you know, get a little break from filming, go to Hawaii, which seemed like a vacation.
Yeah, I bet it did. So just spend a second telling folks who are listening, Chris O'Donnell, who is from NCIS Los Angeles now, that's the second most popular show on television. NCIS and Harmon's group is number one, and you fast came into the number two position and have held it. What when you do something like that, what does it take to, Corda, just give us a little behind the scenes in terms of the action genre and what you have to do, not just doing the regular weekly stuff, but when you do a crossover sort of show with these other people from the other show?
Well, it's definitely a different process than making a film, because these characters live on for so many years. But, you know, it takes 8 days for us to film one episode. Currently, we're in the middle of filming our sixth episode of the fourth season.
The new season,
so when the first one airs on September 25th, we will already have shot six or seven of them. But it's just kind of nonstop. It's strange in this business to have what feels like a regular job, because, like I said, for so much of your career, you're a gypsy and you're just jumping around looking for work and going from one job to the next. But there's a real sense of family with the crew and the cast and the writers, who are always exploring these characters further and further every week. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a fun experience when that next script comes in the mail and you learn more about your character that you didn't already know.
Anything about Chris O'Donnell's real life that is sort of...
That's what I was going to ask. How much input or control do you have over your character?
Well, a certain amount. You know, I give input as far as once I see the original draft of the script, some changes I think. It's not so much about me personally, but just things that I think will help to enhance the script or make it more consistent with what we've already established with the character. You know, this year we're not doing a crossover right away, but we have four of the main actors' moms appearing on one of the episodes, including mine.
Really?
Which was a little bit of a surreal experience. They just have a little cameo, but it was something that...
Real-life moms.
Real-life moms.
That's fun.
Which is, the only thing scarier than having your mom on your TV show is having to do a live interview with your mom, because you just don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. But we survived a few of those.
Yeah. All right, so before we get into talking about what you're here to actually talk about, what is your favorite role that you've ever played? I mean, obviously everybody remembers when you were Robin, Batman and Robin,
mm-hmm.
and the NCIS stuff. But, I mean, what is the favorite thing that you've ever done where you're walking down the street, or what is the one thing that when you're walking down the street everybody always stops and goes, it's you?
Well, it went from, you know, everyone yelling hoo-ah after Son of a Woman to, you know, Batman and Robin stuff after doing that. And now people genuinely, you know, love the show and want to talk about the show. But for me, I don't think so much about the actual film, because some of the films I've never even seen, but it's more the experience of making them. And you know, you like them for different reasons. I loved making Circle of Friends over in Ireland because I loved being in Ireland. Vertical Limit I loved because my first daughter was born when we were in New Zealand. So you kind of like...
Oh, wow.
Every experience has its pluses and minuses.
All right, speaking of experiences, Richie alluded to a secondary or maybe primary reason for you to be here to help people as we get into the beginning of the flu season.
That's right. That's right. We're raising awareness that it is flu season. It's time to go out and get your flu shot.
And you're not much, apparently, on getting shots.
Well, I'm not much on needles, I will say that. I would have been a really bad drug addict, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I have five kids at home, and you don't know what they're bringing in the door, so it's always been important to me to go out and get that flu shot every season. But I always kind of drag me to the doctor because I don't like needles that much. And I was talking with my doctor this year, and he talked to me about this flu zone intradermal vaccine, which is it's the same vaccine, but it's just a different delivery system. And so it's a tiny little needle that is 1.5 millimeters in length, and it's a completely different experience. It's not digging down into your muscle. It's just going below the surface of the skin. And it was a much better experience.
Like a little pin prick or something.
Literally. They did this little prick. I'm like, that can't be it. And they're like, that's it.
Yeah.
And it worked out really well for me. And, you know, it's an important thing for people to go out and get their flu shots, because 20% of the population is going to get the flu every year, and it's important to stop the spread of it. There's a lot of, you know, parts of our society, you know, really young kids and the elderly that are really susceptible to it. And it's important for people to go out, especially in that kind of 18 to 64-year-old age group, to go out and get your flu shot. And so for me, this was kind of an eye-opener. It was a great product for me.
With Chris is Dr. Carlos Piccone. Am I pronouncing that correctly, doctor? Is it Piccone or Piccone?
Piccone.
That's right. You're vice chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at a hospital in Washington. And I wonder, in terms of the development of this, there's always a need. When something becomes a success, it's because there's a need. Was it because people weren't getting their shots because they didn't like the feeling of shots that this was developed?
Well, I think there are many reasons why people don't get vaccinated. One of them is you know, the sense of immortality, you know, particularly the age group of, you know, between 18 and 64, only about a third of individuals get vaccinated annually. And, you know, even healthcare workers, you know, only about 65% of people get vaccinated. So there is a long way to go. You know, the goal is to get at least 80% of the population at large and 90 to 100% of all healthcare workers vaccinated. So there is certainly a gap between, you know, what we're doing right now, the current state of vaccination penetration, and where we should be.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's a good way to keep this top of mind, because you go by every pharmacy in the world and you see your free flu shots, no wait.
Yeah.
And then you hear the stories about people who get flu shots and they get sick, and there's a lot of controversy about it. Sounds to me like this makes it a lot easier. So, Dr. Piccone, thank you for helping us understand why this makes good sense. Before we run out of time, Chris, I'm getting a kick out of you, again, the connection with, like, Kevin Bacon. There are six
degrees of separation.
Yeah. I have a house on the beach in Santa Monica, and I'm always get a large charge out of all the scenes that are shot on both that particular beach and also in Venice, where you guys seem to like to go.
Venice is a popular spot. It's a miserable place to shoot because it is insanity with all the people running
around.
It's a crazy place.
But it somehow translates well on the TV, and they continue to go back there.
Yeah. It does seem kind of fun. All right, well, you have done a great job. NCIS LA premieres on CBS Tuesday the 25th. There was a finale at the end last year, wondering about Hetty. That character is wonderful, and her relationship with you, the soberness, the somberness of it all, is very intriguing.
Yeah, Linda Hunt is a terrific, you know, Academy Award winning actress, and just brings so much to that to the show, and her little kind of yoga character. Yoda character.
Yeah.
She seems to be an all-wise person.
Yep. All right. Well, continued success. Great conversation. Heather's happy to have brought back those wonderful memories of BC.
Wait, Chris,
Take care, Chris.
You go, one last thing.
Hoo-ah! Come on, Ashley.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel,
Bruce
James Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song. Let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon. Let me see here. I think it's Elton John.
Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Let's get this good day.
Celebrating Monkey's Day here
right to the
good
back
day.
For this one, brother.
Yeah, September.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30.
September 1966. Hey, we're the Monkees, and we don't monkey around. The theme song from the TV show The Monkees, fall of 66. 400 aspiring actors auditioned for the series. Don Kirshner was the producer. Davy Jones, a former horse racer, a jockey.
Was he?
Michael Nesmith, a session guitarist. Peter Tork of the Phoenix Singers. And Mickey Dolenz, who'd appeared in the TV series Circus Boy, were picked to be the group that would try to answer the Beatles. The four were picked to become the fabricated music group, The Monkees, and they became a real group, which
wow.
is very cool, actually, when you get right down to it. The story of this group and these guys, so unlikely that it would have come together the way it did.
That's really cool. I didn't know the backstory on that.
Yeah, that's the backstory. There it is. Won the Emmy in the second year of its existence for Best Comedy Series of 1967. And we all know about their music. This stuff, like this song, but fantastic pop music.
Oh, what does it mean to a baby?
Did I say I'm a homecoming queen?
Yeah, say it again.
All right. 26 after the hour. Doctor tested and doctor approved and doctor recommended. Longevity products are the anti-aging products you need to have if you're approaching baby boomer-ish time in your life. Richie, this is for you. Baby
Thank
boomer
you.
Status.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about your health? There are lots of products. Longevity's come out with 94 different products that will help you avoid the aging process. I mean, we're all going to age, but is it going to be pleasant or unpleasant? The way to get through it with a pleasant smile on your face day after day after day is to deal with the 900 potential problems you'll have, i.e. diseases, as you grow. If you get those 90 essential nutrients that come in all or part of these nutrients, come in every single thing that comes from longevity, these products are so superb. They outperform prescription drugs at keeping people with high blood pressure from having a serious problem cardiologically. Your friends will benefit from you having started this. You can start a little business. Help yourself first by going to, let's send you to the phone number, 855-309-TEAM. Or you can go to DougStephan.com and click on the Doug Stephan Team logo and get the information about how you try these products for your anti-aging needs. And then when you see how well they work, you'll tell your friends, tell your family. They'll want to have this stuff. You can sell it to them. And you'll be a hero, make a few bucks. Very cool. It's called the Doug Stephan Team Connection to Longevity, the Pollen Burst Plus. What a great way to get energy and health. One of the many products at Longevity at DougStephanTeam.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came to the desert, he walked on the sea. He died on the hill of my Calvary. He went to the grave, was checked out on the third day. Oh, it was a good day when the Lord came.
33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Heather Bachman and I are here celebrating lots of things, as usual. Richie, how many different ways, other than on all the
five
radio stations?
No.
Well, that's probably about right. In addition to being on however 100 many radio stations we're on,
yep.
We have this reason I'm going this way is because I was just reading in one of the trades a story about TuneIn Radio.
Yes, which we're a part of.
We're a part of that.
That's an Android and an iPhone app that you can download and take us along with you live or, no, that's a rebroadcast.
Yeah. And we have Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Yep. We have our own app.
Yep, the Good Day app.
We have DougSteffen.com where you can download any of the programs, any of the features, any of the audio.
Live.
Or listen live. At any
or you
time.
Get us on iTunes.
And iTunes is another way of getting us. So the reason I underscore that is because there is this thing called appointment radio that we used to.
And don't forget TalkStream Live.
TalkStream Live.
If you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download
their app.
Isn't that
the one where they tell us where we are? Like we're third in popularity or second or
depending on where, how many people are listening to any given show at any given time, it ranks you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on the listenership. Right now, we need to crank it up a little bit because we're down like 10th.
Oh, my
out
gosh.
Out of like 50.
Can't have
that's
that.
That's unacceptable.
Crank
that's
it up, guys. Come on.
So you can go to TalkStream Live if you're walking around and you need to take us with you. If you need us to be portable, just grab the TalkStream Live app and look for Doug Steffen Show.
All of that stuff is important because oftentimes, even though there's a lot of silly stuff that goes on here, there's lots of important information that I like to drop under your head. And such is the case now, our visit with Mark Underwood, who is the president of Quincy Bioscience. He is a neuroscience researcher and co-founder of this company in Madison, Wisconsin, which is responsible for researching the calcium-binding protein that is necessary to keep our brains going. Mark, I know that sounds a little heavy. You probably like to play golf too, right? What do you?
Yes, absolutely. That's the nerdiest intro I've ever had. Thank you very much.
That's all right. It's good because people, well, nerds get respect.
Nerds get respect. Well, fantastic. Then they should probably have a lot of respect.
So,
I am a pretty big nerd.
In honor for the Nerd Day, the first person to call in with a question for Mark gets a free pocket protector.
Right. Absolutely. Right, exactly. And a pen.
That's absolutely right.
800-510-8255. One of the ideas behind this research, neuroscience. Let's see if we can underscore and understand how involved we all understand science, the word, hopefully. Neuro having to do with your system, your brain, and the connectivity that it has the rest of your body. So where do we go from there?
I'll break it down a little bit more simplistic. You know, right now, for instance, we're talking and listening. We'll just sort of focus on those two features of our brain. You know, we hear information. Our brain cells start to absorb this information. There's a lot of chemical electricity that makes us either enjoy the conversation or change the channel, and we'll keep this enjoyable so that's not the latter.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got aspects of your brain that are going to say either that's important, I want to remember that, or never mind. That was neat, but it does not need to be kept on the hard drive. And this chemical environment inside of our brain is very delicate. And when we're typically, you know, when we're young in our 20s, you know, our brain's working really, really good. All the brain cells are firing. This chemistry set is on balance, and we're able to retain tons and tons of information and certainly are able to absorb information. But the thing that happens in the aging process, and this really starts to kick in around age 40, it's variable, but for the most part, that chemical balancing act becomes disrupted a little bit. And we don't keep the information that we necessarily even intend to keep anymore. And there's become some deficits in how the brain handles this information, and that's what leads to memory loss. And that means that maybe you're now reflecting on a conversation you had yesterday, and you don't really exactly remember what it was. Or maybe you're just trying to find your car keys or your cell phone, and you can't figure out where you misplaced them.
Yep.
Those are the deficits that start to grow and change in our brain as we age, and it boils down to one little protein that we can't make enough of as we grow older. It's called a calcium-binding protein.
Calcium binding. Let me just underscore that. Calcium binding protein.
That's right. That's the.
See, when we hear the word protein, most of us think of meat, beef. A protein is a legume, something that you put in your body because you need proteins. But this is not. We're not talking about anything.
We're not talking about garden variety protein. We're talking about something very special, very specific. In fact, this protein that we work with was originally discovered in jellyfish. It has an ability to help protect our nervous system, and it protects the nervous system of the jellyfish, and that's how it was discovered. And now we've been working with it to apply it to the human condition that we talked about, this forgetfulness, this mm-hmm. this mental fatigue, this lack of attentiveness that we start to experience with age. We've now have been working with this so long that we've demonstrated in clinical trials, when you replace this protein, you help balance that whole system that allows you to retain information, that allows you to remember stuff, that allows you to, you know, keep track of your kids' soccer schedule or keep track of your meetings and appointments at work, or both in our cases. You know, when you look at the brain, this balancing act is able to be maintained by adding more of this protein, and that's what we've developed into our product called Prevagen. So many of years have gone into using this specific protein. It's been very well researched. It's very safe. It's natural and from, as I mentioned, the sea creature, the jellyfish. And now it's taken on a daily basis. So guys like you and me that want to have a conversation and want to remember what's going on and mm-hmm. don't want to, like, lose our train of thought or don't want to, you know, forget the words that are going to shape our conversation or our argument, we're able to have this balancing act stay intact in our aging brain and fight, you know, the memory loss that might otherwise be coming our way.
All right. So there are people who, when hearing you talk about memory function, IQ, intelligence, whatever, and how we need to have this as a stability in our lives as we grow older, some people don't have that, and they worry about the things that happen after memory loss, or they think the indicator of memory loss is also Alzheimer's or dementia or any of that sort of thing. So is that a correct way to think? Is this item that we're trying to stop, memory loss, a way of curbing future problems that you might have?
It absolutely is. Memory loss is a lot like a snowball. Okay, it may start out small, but as it continues on with time, it's going to roll and it's going to pick up more and more snow. It's become a bigger and bigger problem. And if we can stop that snowball from starting to roll for several years into the future, that means that in the end, we're going to have less problems. So really addressing memory issues that may seem very insignificant, you know, the forgetfulness that you have of where's the remote control. If that's at age 45, that may seem insignificant, but if you're losing that remote control, it's probably indicative of other processes that have already started inside the brain that are going to continue to snowball and cause bigger problems with your memory when you get to be 60 or 70 or 80. So you want to address them soon. If you're already at a point where you're like, well, that was 20 years ago when I started losing the remote, now I can't find my TV, that's the type of situation where you want to get this balance restored so that your brain can start to function again. And literally, we find people that really describe it as they feel younger.
Yeah.
You know, they're 70 years old, they start taking Prevagen. They're like, wow, this is like the good old days when I was sharper and more crisp. And I can tell you it's very easy to see in a family member or loved one because they're like, wow, they're really perked up. They're really sharp today. You know, maybe the type of people that you only see at Thanksgiving. And you're like, wow, Uncle Joe, man, what is he taking? That must be some good stuff. He's back to his old self again.
All right. So under the circumstances, let's go back to the age viability of this. People on my staff are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. So we have four decades. I'm guessing that people in their 30s, I'm remembering back to when I was in my 30s, maybe you remember back to your 30s, hopefully.
I'm still in them, actually.
Are you? Congratulations.
Just barely, but I can tell you that I've seen the performance. I've been taking this for about 5 years.
Really?
And, you know, technically, I'm not old enough to need it, but I tell you, I wouldn't live without it because of the boost that it offers.
Yeah.
So the key is that it really is enhancing your horsepower whatever decade you're in. And that's, you know, obviously we're not giving this to teenagers for their memory loss. They haven't had enough age to have any deficits yet.
Well, but there's
the
no
people that do feel that feel the need that they have become forgetful,
yeah,
that's the ultimate determinant of whether or not you need something like this, whether you're 30 or 70.
See, what attracts me to this is my own experience. We all have our own stories to tell about ourselves or our family, friends perhaps. I had a, and I don't think I've told you, and I have talked before, but I don't think I've told you the story. I had a brain scan. An outfit in Denver is run by a few friends of mine. It's called Cerascan. I don't know if you know it or not. They'd be good people for you to work with, actually. I love putting my friends together because they analyze the brain at various stages. They have a new software program that when your brain gets analyzed, you, under the circumstances, can really know what's going on. And I found out some things about my brain that I didn't really particularly like, how it's functioning, where it's going. So I'm very, very tuned in to, and I don't have, I'm not forgetful. This
at least
is Mark,
you don't
right?
remember.
No,
to be,
Mark
right?
is still there. Right. No, but seriously, I have the same memory lapses that everybody else does. But I'm pretty quick. If what these people who have analyzed my brain scan were to come true, in 10 years, I probably wouldn't have a memory. And for whatever the reason, I will do anything and everything I can to enhance the power of my brain and to keep it functioning. And that includes having a very active mind, doing those things that we sometimes like to do, crossword puzzles, word games. But because you can't add or you can't bring about the supplementation of these proteins without Prevagen, then you kind of need to look at that as part of an overall plan to keep your brain healthy, because your life will be miserable even if you have a healthy body if you got
That's
no
right.
brain.
That's right. And I'm a big advocate of, you know, first, if you want to affect your cognition, start working with your diet.
Yeah.
You know, eat better. I mean, reduce sugars and saturated fats and increase fruits and vegetables. That's great free advice that will help a lot.
You actually have five tips that you advise people when it comes to brain fitness. You have these five tips. You might want to run through them quickly for us as well.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two is physical exercise. Literally, getting the heart pumping, however you want to do that, is going to be helpful for the brain. Number three, mental exercise. Whether that's, you know, reading a new book, learning how to juggle, writing with your opposite hand, crossword puzzles. Staying mentally stimulated in that environment is very good. The fourth tip, social interactions. Spend time with your friends and family. Those things are those events, those times are precious because it's actually the strongest memories you form because there's lots of emotions involved.
Yeah.
And there's lots of stimulation involved, and staying active with one another in your family actually is very healthy for preventing people from getting dementia and statistically from preventing yourself from getting dementia. And the fifth thing I recommend is Prevagen, being able to get this chemistry. Because I know a lot of people that already sort of have the first four going on, they say, well, Mark, that's great. I've heard about that. I have my fish oil. I eat right. I exercise. I'm still forgetful. Well, that's because there's still this element of maintaining this balance inside the brain that only Prevagen can provide because of the way it helps to balance out your chemistry with this unique type of protein. So I'm an advocate for all five of those things. Keep doing all five of those things until you get into the mental confidence level that you want to have, and you will get that. It's not ethereal. This is something we've proven with not only a university laboratory research but also with clinical trials. So it may sound a little, goofball, fish, jellyfish? I mean, how does this all work? But it's all there, and you can check it out at our website at Prevagen.com. And certainly Prevagen is a national brand now that's available at health food stores and pharmacies across America, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, you name it.
And you can also get it by dialing the company directly, 888-814-0814. Buy two bottles at the regular price, get the third one free, and you will not be charged for shipping. That's it. Two bottles, third one's free, free shipping. Order Prevagen at 888-814-0814. Mark Underwood, president of Quincy Bioscience, responsible for providing you with Prevagen.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Taking time to remember. So many of us did just that, but not quite everyone. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is the 12th of September. For many of us, even most of us, it's back to our normal routines. But for those who lost loved ones and friends on September 11, 2001, routines have never been the same. Yesterday, we paused to remember and honor those who perished 11 years ago. Here now is some of what was heard at the World Trade Center ceremony in New York, at the White House, at the Pentagon, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere yesterday.
Alona Abraham, Henrik Bernard Ackerman, Richard Anthony Aceto.
It just comes back like it was yesterday.
I'm from Minnesota, from the middle of the country, and just happened to be here for a business trip, and it's very surreal around here today.
The true legacy of 9/11 will not be one of fear or hate or division. It will be a safer world, a stronger nation.
We remember with heavy hearts the tragic loss of life, and we express thankfulness for the men and women who responded to that tragedy.
We wish we weren't here. We wish we didn't have to be here. I wish we didn't have to commemorate any of this.
It's a long time, but it's still, the pain doesn't change. You still have that loss. You still have that yearning for that person in your life.
You can never forget the event. You can never forget what happened. So we remember every day, even October, November, December, every day.
And with all of us who did take time to remember, there was a glaring exception yesterday at one particular moment by one particular network morning show. We'll have more about that in a few moments, but first, something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250 free. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
On Wall Street, the market's finishing on the positive side yesterday. The Dow up 69 points to 13,323, its highest level since December of 2007. S&P was up 4 points, NASDAQ with a gain of a fraction of a point. Oil prices also up 63 cents a barrel, settling at $97.17. Today is day number 3 of the Chicago teacher strike. More talks are scheduled for today, the strike affecting 350,000 students in the Windy City. Big day for Apple, which is expected to unveil its latest iPhone at a special event in San Francisco. It's rumored that the iPhone 5 will have a larger screen than the previous iPhone 4S.
The screen might not be wider, but it might be taller. So maybe 4 inches, sort of maybe another inch or something that would let people view videos more comfortably, let you browse the web a little more comfortably, do a lot of things.
That's the senior managing editor of CNET, Kent German, who knows about these types of things. For those of us who stubbornly haven't gone the smartphone route, I think I'll just keep my dumb phone and wait for the iPhone 10. And finally, back to the 9/11 anniversary yesterday. For those who lost loved ones, for those heroic first responders and others, there are exact moments in time in which moments of silence are observed. 8:46 a.m. September 11th is one of them. That was the moment the first plane struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center. All network and cable news shows aired that moment of silence, which was observed in Manhattan, New York City yesterday, all except one program, NBC's Today Show.
Back now at 8:45 with Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian clan, as both the mom...
Yes, the Today Show co-host, Savannah Guthrie, introducing a critically important interview with the mom of the Kardashians, Kris Jenner.
Good morning. Keeping up with you is hard to do. You guys are so busy.
This was thought to be more important than showing the moment of silence at 8:46 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, everything we do, you can't make up.
NBC, the Today Show, and those who made this mind-boggling decision should be very proud of themselves. It's all about priorities. And now we know theirs. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.